Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by LER and MVP Parent Magazines, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, and Right Fit Sports Wellness. Real quickly, I want to mention I'm excited to be part of Bruce Merrin's Celebrity Speakers Bureau. Bruce is celebrating his 46th year in the business. He represented presidents and celebrities and sports stars. Bruce Merrin CelebritySpeakers.com. Matter of fact, one of his group is one of my first guests. We've got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Vicki Coleman, she's the CEO, president of the Coleman Group and the Anger Doctor, sports, business, behavioral health counseling. She's joining me along with returning Mike Pia. He's the CEO of HitCheck, cognitive assessment aid for the sidelines of all sports, and their exciting new arrangement with the National Football League's Players Association. Then the sports doctor is in with a couple of shout-outs and emails. Dr. Vicki Coleman, welcome to the sports doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
Give us some background on yourself leading to the Anger Doctor. What a topic for today's world, huh? Give us some background, Dr. Vicki.
Yes, I have a doctorate in psychology from Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, former tenured professor at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. I've worked in higher education, mental health, criminal justice, food and beverage, and transportation. And the Anger Doctor came about maybe almost 20 years ago when I had a contract with the City of Las Vegas Municipal Court, and I taught in the Alternative Sentencing and Education Division. That's where judges will sentence individuals, perpetrators, to a class rather than go to jail. And in that department, ASCD, ACED, Alternative Sentencing and Education, I taught domestic violence for male and female perpetrators, anger management, impulse control, substance abuse, and the DUI school. And at the same time, Dr. Bob, I was getting a lot of requests from Fortune 500 corporations for mandated anger management counseling and training. So that's how I became the Anger Doctor.
Hey, now we're going to throw you right in the middle of sports medicine. I know you've been involved also, you know, in that world. Hey, how are the parents on the sidelines? We asked the Anger Doctor. There is no more time in the area we've been talking about it for this past year and a half, the mental health of everybody, parents, coaches, business leaders, etc. And then the whole idea of mental health and the tremendous role of anger, you know, that it plays. So talk about some of your perspectives that we're all dealing with, even over this past year with the pandemic, Dr. Coleman.
Yes. Well, first of all, let me talk about anger. Anger is a valid emotion, and we should all be angry about something resulting in an injustice or being wronged or disrespected. So it's not the anger, it's how we respond to the anger. And I think one of the challenges we have is that we are not taught conflict resolution or how to deal with anger or conflict. The COVID has facilitated bad behavior, Dr. Bob, in that people are stuck at home, and some still are stuck at home, and they feel that they can say anything on social media, that they can do anything without any repercussions. So I have worked with athletes and parents and coaches, and it's interesting because since we are not taught how to resolve anger, and of course anger can lead to inappropriate behavior, including violence, I think there's just a combination of societal issues and challenges and not knowing how to communicate appropriately.
This is a big challenge. The idea that this is not taught is, number one, one of the things that we want to really, really bring out, how important resolution of conflict is in all of our lives. Again, whatever it happens to be, whether it's somebody who, and I think one of the profound statements you made, Dr. Vicky, is the fact that anger is a natural, normal behavior. So it's okay. Sometimes it's very important that we include it. It's how we handle it, again, which is, and again, when you're talking about controlling emotions and the pressure on some of these individuals in the world of sports, in the world of business, in the world of domestic interactions, there is no athlete who's not part of a family, who's not part of a team. So this is really why we wanted to get some of these feedbacks of yours and all of these topics. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years. What were the topics? Who were the speakers? Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you read an endless array of information. So many of my newspaper articles, a lot of our new excitement with MVP Parent Magazine. And you could read one of my most exciting articles. You'll appreciate this, Dr. Coleman. Women and High Heels. Accepting the challenge. We have over 50,000 followers on the different platforms. We publish a lot of great information at Sports Doc Radio on Twitter. We're talking with the anger doctor and this whole incredible topic, regardless of what we're dealing with. And for about 25 years, give or take a little bit, Dr. Vicky, on the Sports Doctor, I call it the mental game. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you are the parents of serious athletes, whether you're the coach, the whole idea, again, of the mental game, as far as enhancing performance and the positive sides of things, I bet in the world of business, that's where you pay a lot of attention, is how we can pay attention to the turning these things into positives.
Yes. And one of the first things I like to do, Dr. Bob, is have individuals look at themselves with respect to self-concept and self-esteem. And the model that I subscribe to was developed several years ago by two psychologists, Drs. Fitz and Warren, and they, rather than look at self-concept being one entity, they've divided self-concept into six areas. I believe we have to know ourselves before we can then begin to communicate with others. So the six areas of self-esteem that I subscribe to are personal self-concept self-esteem, physical self-concept self-esteem, family self-concept self-esteem, social and community self-concept and self-esteem. Number five, academic work, professional, financial, self-concept, and self-esteem. And finally, number six, moral, ethical, spiritual, self-concept, and self-esteem. We must know ourselves before we can engage and interact with others. The other thing I like to do when I work with athletes, coaches, parents, any group, businesses, is that we need to look at who we are historically. And I believe that if we can look at our lives, the past, the present, and the future, looking at the antecedents of anger, the antecedents of behavior, the antecedents of how we think, thinking, decision-making, and behavior, I think this will help us in terms of knowing ourselves and being better able to communicate with others.
You know, no matter where the guests that I've had on, Dr. Coleman, where they are in the world, no matter what their vocation or profession is, especially over this past, the pandemic time, again, they've talked about mental health, mental health, mental health, how this has exploded into our consciousness. Heck, the Olympics, the biggest story of the Olympics was Simone Biles and the concerns she had when she couldn't compete. Tremendous topic. What's the the best website or where people can get information on all your great work with the Angry Doctor and your group? What's some of the sites, Vicki, that to reach you?
Okay, my primary website is Anger Doctor, A-N-G-E-R, D as in David, R as in Richard.com, www.angerdoctor.com. You can contact me on Facebook, Dr. Vicki D. Coleman, and you can just Google my name and a few entities and resources will pop up.
So when you talk about all of these different areas, these bullet points of, you know, knowing yourself, et cetera, you know, self-esteem, it's such an important topic. And one of the things we talk about a lot on The Sports Doctor is the fact that these systems can be trained. They can be really paid attention to in order to deal with some of these mental challenges, whether it's an athlete coming back from a serious injury and all the doubts and all the worries, whether it's the family yeah. dealing with the athlete and everybody's going nuts because there's a scholarship on the line, or whether we're mm-hmm. talking about all sorts of competition. And right, isn't that something that really is sometimes it's news to people that, hey, you can really enhance these capabilities if you will learn the basics?
Yes. Another area of interest, and I think importance with respect to athletes and everyone, but we're talking about athletes and sports, is the career development of athletes. Many people don't understand the career development cycle with respect to self-assessment, decision-making. I developed a model of career development for multicultural and diverse populations. It was published a few years ago in an international journal. And it's interesting because many athletes believe they're going to be athletes for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. What is the average tenure of an athlete? 3 to 5 years, depending on the sport. And so I think it's very important that athletes in particular have a plan for their career development. What happens when I'm not an athlete anymore? And I've worked with student athletes, professional athletes, and retired athletes, and it's really interesting because many have not considered that topic, what after sports?
And, of course, we've all seen one example after another of the problems with athletes that they deal with. You know, you've been a star all your life. This is all you've known. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're not a star anymore. And we've had various experts talk a lot about that. And I think, again, like you said, when you're dealing with the with student athletes and the idea of trying to get some sort of balance, you know, mm-hmm. in these areas, because, again, the big-time youth sports have tremendous pressures. As a sports podiatrist, yes. I talk a lot about the physical side of some of these challenges with dealing with injuries. Trying to prevent injuries is a gigantic topic that we're also interested in. Enhancing performance is another one. But the mental pressures that these kids are dealing with at higher and higher levels is a real big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think there should be extensive training for parents, because while
right.
parents want to support the efforts of their children, oftentimes they don't understand how much pressure they're placing on the kids.
You know, one of my colleagues, the late, great Dr. Jim Vickery, was a sports psychologist. He shared the radio world with me in the early 90s. I don't want to date myself or anything. And he just stressed so often the fact for parents, number one, not to be a critic. Number two, to mm-hmm. be a good listener, but to really pay attention to the ups and downs, even the financial side, like you mentioned, of dealing with youth sports today is a tremendous challenge. So dealing with the family units and the parents, funny, I asked so many people in coaching, I asked them how their sports psychology skills are, and now we're talking to an absolute psychologist dealing with all these areas. From one thing or another. So I guess, again, parents getting involved, learning about the rules of things makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does, absolutely. And really, it's a community effort. It's the parents. Of course, it's the athletes. It's the parents. It's the educational institutions. It's businesses. It's a community effort when we identify individuals who have athletic skills and abilities. So in order to support them, we need to know all the idiosyncrasies and nuances of sports, a particular sport, and then sports in general.
Yeah, we have to understand that where we start, Dr. Vicki, is there's overkill times 10 at all levels, youth sports, when we get into whatever the level happens to be, we have to understand that we're already at overkill, too much, too aggressive, too making things too serious for some of these young kids. And we, Little League realized this probably 20 years ago. They woke up one day and realized that 40% of the kids participating were dropping out. It was too much competition, too much pressure to win. But we've come a long way, baby, really, haven't we, in a lot of those attitudes. I knew the time would fly with you. Give me again, Dr. Vicki, the best site people could find out about you and the Anger Doctor.
Okay, it's www.angerdr.com. Facebook, Dr. Vicki D. Coleman.
Fantastic. Dr. Vicki Coleman, CEO and President, the Coleman Group, the Anger Doctor. Hold on, Vicki. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it can be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago, the wonders of live radio. Sometimes a couple of tech difficulties. We're back, and we've got Mike Pia. He's the CEO of HitCheck, cognitive assessment aid for the sidelines of all sports, and a new exciting arrangement with the National Football League Players Association. Mike Pia, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you.
Give us some background on you and HitCheck.
Yeah, so we started HitCheck. I'm the CEO and one of the co-founders. Dr. Jake Benford is our other co-founder, and we started HitCheck a little over 3 years ago. And the company, we developed an app that's available on your mobile device that helps individuals or medical professionals, athletic directors, screen for signs of concussions. And it's very simple. It's done through a baseline test that they take on the phone. We gamified it using video game software so they can take the test under 7 minutes, and if an issue would occur where there's a suspected head injury or concussion, you take the test again, and it compares what we call a post-test to the baseline test and will give you some sort of indication if there's some sort of cognitive decline.
Yeah, that's a big step up. And again, this long time challenge of trying to deal with concussion and concussion awareness, head injuries, to be able to get some sort of an immediate, besides how many fingers am I showing, we've come a long way, baby. So having these kinds, is this something that athletic trainers and coaches would have access to members of their team? So if there's a concern, they've got, again, that all the athletes have had that baseline established. So if there's a concern, what type of information do they get back on the app, Mike?
Yeah, so it's preferred and recommended for an athletic trainer or a medical professional,
okay,
you know, to really be issuing the test to the athlete and the individual. So, you know, they would basically, like I had indicated earlier, there's a comparison between what we call the baseline test, which is taken before a season, where you're kind of at a normal state, and then if there was a suspected injury, the test would happen again. And what happens is it'll basically show in deviations, one or two deviations away from what your normal, what we call your baseline, would be. And in our particular application, it's color-coded. So there's 9 different tests, and each test is measured. And
now, you're not diagnosing. You know, we have a complicated situation to diagnose a concussion. We're still
learning
every day.
Yeah,
so you're not diagnosing a concussion,
but
you are setting off a warning sign that we've got to pay attention that something's changed.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's basically, and for a medical professional, it's, you know, used as a tool to really gauge, you know, where that injury is in the brain and the severity of the injury. So they can use it, based on, whether their balance is off, whether their memory's off, whether their coordination's off, their reaction's off. So all of those are being measured, and that's where the medical professional can really kind of dig in there. And then, you know, the other part is that we're collecting data, and that data stays with that particular athlete.
Very important.
As they progress from high school to college or professional, whatever, they would have some sort of documentation.
So you see the ages, if we're talking, for instance, in schools and the athletic trainer, you're talking other sports, besides any kind of contact, running, jumping, sports, I would imagine. Of course, half the high schools don't have athletic trainers in our country. Still, it's a travesty. When you're talking sports, the ability, how has the feedback been from the medical community with this new weapon?
The athletic trainers, absolutely love the product because it's quick, it's easy, and it's mobile, so it's right in their pocket. It's not something that, they like the data because you can also use the information as the athletes, once they've been diagnosed by a medical professional that they do have a concussion, you can use the application to retest and retest to find out, where they are, to get back to their baseline. And, the medical professional could use that, as they're making their decision. And that's just another piece of information or data that they have to make a correct decision, whether they're ready to go back, and participate in the sport.
Yes, this has been an area that the sports doctor, we have featured for 5 to 10 years, where we've had various experts, hand-eye coordination experts, eye doctors, other kinds of, again, cognitive experts, developing systems, again, to enhance performance on the one hand, but also to be able to pick out some of these different changes that might tip off as part of that overall, head injury, concern. So that's really something that's very, very important. And the areas of assessment, having that baseline, like you said, where the athlete has maybe situations from junior high school, it's years later. Again, that information is still available in order to be able to determine if there's been any kind of a problem and or change. Got to be a big part also of the selling aspect that schools and organizations would be involved. I guess if you've got some, what's going on with the Players Association with the National Football League?
Well, so our partnership is with the NFL, National Football League Alumni Association, not the Players
okay.
Association. Yeah, so we're, you know, we started the partnership. We actually started talking to them about a year ago. And, you know, they have a large interest. You know, if you're familiar with the NFL alumni, you know, their mission is really
huge interest in what you're talking about. Are you kidding? Absolutely. They've got to be thrilled with another weapon.
Yeah, and they call it, you know, in one of their mission statements is caring for kids. And, you know, they want to give back in their local communities for, you know, any youth-related, you know, activities are going on, and specifically, you know, football, which is, as I think everybody knows, that it's been declining at the youth and high school level, you know, the participation. So, you know, providing, you know, tools to make the game safer, obviously, is something that everybody's interested in.
Yeah.
And
that's a huge thing. Of course, on the Sports Doctor, the number one sentence is the reality. Whether we like it or not, there is no safe tackle football, period. It's a physical game, and these things are going to be a big part of it. And having, again, tools to be able to determine when to pay bigger attention, you know, makes a lot of sense. And I think this is one of the great parts of the alumni group as they're looking to pay big attention to the kids and the kids' game and, you know, trying to head off a lot of these different challenges, and there sure are a lot of them when you're talking about that. The age groups that you are paying attention to in youth sports, what's that, Mike?
Yeah, so the age groups, you know, we call it youth, you know, through high school and then, you know, even at the collegiate level. You know, and youth really starts at around age 8 and then goes up, you know, obviously goes up to 14, and then you get to your high schools and then the collegiate level. And, you know, the collegiate level is really interesting because we've been doing a lot of work with some D1, D2 schools, but also the club sports, you know, where rugby is a contact sport and ultimate frisbee. I mean, there's a lot of sports that they play at the club level where concussions are really very common.
Yes.
So,
the club level is serious stuff. You know, we're talking to coaches, club level is traveling teams. This is all serious stuff already when we're talking about. The reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is exactly the seriousness at very young ages when we're dealing with these traveling teams and club, whether it's volleyball, whether it's basketball, whether it's soccer, whatever, tennis. Again, sports like rugby, hockey is a very, very big deal where we're dealing with younger and younger ages in collision sports. I would think hockey has a lot of interest in what you're doing, Mike.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have several
and if they don't
high school
them.
Programs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, we're talking a lot about what is the best site people can go to find out all about HitCheck, Mike?
Yeah, you can just go to our website. We're at www.hitcheck, HitCheck.com. Or you can just, you know, you can go to the App Store, you know, the Apple or Android Google App Store, and you can download the app. There's a practice test. You can sign up for it and just take the practice test just to kind of learn a little more about it. Yeah, so those are kind of the two areas where you can find information.
You know, it's interesting. The sports, technology, everywhere you look, new advances, new ideas. We feature so many of that stuff on the Sports Doctor. The mental game. Again, I'm a sports podiatrist. I might be talking to you about orthotics or what's the best shoe to wear, but on the show, the mental game is such a big deal. whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents or grandparents, whether you're their coaches, the pressure, again, to play the competition bigger, faster, stronger, it just is very, very exciting. On the other hand, injuries are a big deal, and head trauma is a super big deal. So the contest, and to be able to add, again, these various areas, one of our guests, Adrian Harrell, who is the CEO of a company in New Zealand, developing saliva tests, Metacortex, developing saliva tests, again, to be able to have sensors in the helmets and situations, again, like hit check, it's so important where you have a baseline and you make a big deal out of that. So right away, you can be able to take advantage of, and then it's up to the athletic trainer, et cetera, to move these kids on to medical professionals for further assessment, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the path. And, you know, you had mentioned earlier, too, there's a large percentage of high schools that don't have athletic trainers.
Right.
You know, this is available for their use. So, you know, which makes, you know, put some of the burden on a coach or, you know, somebody, an individual at the high school to make some decisions. And there's some, you know, a concussion it's an invisible injury. So it's not an injury that you can see or, you know, a lot of times even detect or, you know, diagnose right away. So,
well, we're going to talk more about that responsibility when we come back. We're going to talk more about that. Every parent should have access to this in the future to be able to be part of this decision making. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, we're talking to CEO of HitCheck, Mike Pia. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. We're talking with Mike Pia. He's the CEO of HitCheck, exciting tools for apps for cognitive assessment, aid on the sidelines with athletic trainers in order to be able to pay attention to any kind of changes, the whole world of concussions. We were talking, Mike, right before the break about, again, how these uses of the baselines and how, again, on the one hand, you have athletic trainers who are, I call them the geniuses in all aspects of sports medicine, and the fact that so many school teams, clubs, et cetera, don't necessarily have athletic trainers. So some of this burden may be getting shifted in the future as you see it maybe to coaches, for example, being at least aware to use the tool?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's recommended, you know, that an athletic trainer or medical professional is the one that's, you know, making that decision and using the tool.
Yeah, it's the GOLD program.
But if there's nobody around, you can obviously take the test, the post-test, and it's going to give you an indication of, you know, what's going on with that particular athlete. It's not going to tell you if you have a concussion. It's going to tell you that your brain or your cognitive behavior is below the, you know, baseline of where you're at if it, you know, if it so measures.
Well, again, you know, again, sometime in the future, I could definitely envision where if a parent has a son who's a hockey player or a football player and they have access to something like this, so they could be at least part of being aware of some of these particular changes or things like that, I think would be a great weapon once you get past all the federal agencies. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's a whole world. Who are some of the people who are behind the world of HitCheck, Mike?
Yeah, so Dr. Jake Benford is my co-founder, and he had spent some time with the San Francisco 49ers as an athletic trainer, and then he was a team doctor for the Golden State Warriors D team down in Santa Cruz.
He's an emergency room doctor. We want to get him on the sports doctor sometime in the future. I'd love to have him on. What's his medical profession, Mike?
He's actually an MD, and he's a head of a emergency room. So he's got an emergency room experience, and he, you know, had a he came up with the idea based on a lot of patients that were coming in that had cognitive issues and were trying to take some other tests that were either too long or too, you know, awkward to get the athlete to take them because they had to be done on a PC or they had to be done in a, you know, a classroom environment or something. And they were, you know, 20 minutes long, 30 minutes long. So he was trying to figure out something that would be quicker, easier to access, obviously accurate, and could be more of what we kind of call a ultimate user experience. So it's something that someone, I don't want to say would enjoy to take, but they, you know, it's not like a test. It's something that's very interactive, and they can take it, and it's, you know, providing the same gold standard concussion testing. So that was kind of his philosophy. So we all got together, you know, my background, I played collegiate football, and I coached for over 25 years in the youth level and some high school.
Well, where'd you play, Mike?
And I played up at the University of Puget Sound in Washington. So we were a Division II program when I played for them, and you know, so I've been around the game of football for a long time, and I've seen, you know, I've experienced my own concussions, and I've seen a lot as a coach. And, you know, so for me, I have a high level, very passionate about, number one, you know, keeping athletes safe, but number two, you know, continuing to let them participate in sports. It's really important, you know, that the sports, you know, that we're protecting them.
That the return to activity is done safely with a capital S. You know, the great Dave Duerson of the Super Bowl Chicago Bears wore my orthotics his whole career. His brother Michael, his organization, the Dave Duerson Organization for Concussion Awareness, and Hillary Loftus with Hyperbaric Oxygen, working with the wounded. We have so many different people involved on the sports doctor in this whole world, again, of concussion awareness, concussion education, concussion treatment. And again, what position did you play in football, Mike?
I played a little defensive tackle and a little outside linebacker. So.
And you coached at what level for years?
I coached in Palo Alto, California. I coached at the youth level. I ran a program there. And coached several professional players. Devontae Adams, who currently plays for the Green Bay Packers, I coached him.
Oh, really?
Jock Peterson, who's playing for the Atlanta Braves, was with the Dodgers. He was in our program. And
you had to bring up Devontae Adams after the Bears got beat by Green Bay this past weekend. But you know, the
the
fact that you've been in all parts of the game also, it's a whole, I could tell, it's a whole different passion side of things, being involved again in this kind of technology, because again, this is a big deal, the ability to be able to get quick, easy, convenient information regarding your son or daughter's head concerns, regardless of the sport, in order to be able to move on and get the right kind of assistance. Because again, this is a gigantic problem and challenge at all levels of sports, and youth sports is no exception. It's become a real a problem. So there's got to be a lot of excitement around what's going on with you guys. What are some of the schools you're working with, Mike, in with HitCheck?
Yeah, so we're working, you know, we have, so many, we're probably over 200-300 high schools that we're working with. For example, we just signed on several high schools out in Delaware through a district. I think there's like 14 or 15 high schools. But, you know, university-wise, University of Portland is using the product for all their D1 sports. We have, believe it or not, Pepperdine University is using it for their surf team. So a lot of concussions.
I got to get you guys out maybe to the Louisville Cardinals, my alum. it's some of that area, really.
We'd love to work with them. Yeah. Marshall.
Michael, give me again. I can't believe we blew through the time. Mike, give me again the site people could find out all about HitCheck real quick.
Yep, so just you can go online at www.hitcheck.com and find out information there, or you can go to the app stores and just download it. Just go in and find HitCheck in their search, and it'll bring it up. And you can download the app and take the practice test and just get a feel for how the application works.
And, you know, we'd love to. Mike Pia, thanks so much. Mike, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, we are back. Welcome to the Sports Doctor Is In segment. do some previews, but I got a couple of shout outs here. I'm very excited to share the news that the Sports Doctor Radio Show, yours truly, is going to be supporting charity, virtual and actual runs, walks, bike races. Everybody knows the health and well-being from physical exercise is well established, what a big deal it is with our show. The first charity event is for the historic Warklaw Zoo, the largest zoo in Poland. It's a very special shout out to our many Polish-American friends and neighbors. Their Dodo Foundation supports endangered species protection, conservation worldwide. And the zoo director, Radoslaw Radlikasik, will be our guest on the 3rd of November. The zoo is having their 5th annual run walk virtually. Now open for sign up until December 2nd, 1K, 5K, 10K. People can get more information if they go to wildrun, wildrun.eu, sponsored by ArtNova, artnova.org. I also want to mention, if anybody is in the Dallas, Texas area tomorrow, big time tailgating at Texas University at Dallas with this new exciting group, Bragg House. It's the premier esport platform for the casual college gamer and fan that brings the excitement of college sports rivalries to the gaming world. It's a big deal. The major sponsors, McDonald's, Coca-Cola. So if you are in the area tomorrow, you can check out that tailgating. Get more information at BraggHouse.com. Again, it's the Sports Doctors In segment. We've got some great shows coming up. One of my longtime colleagues, John Hermata, one of our country's leading boot and blade experts in the world of figure skating, Mr. Edge is his moniker, will be coming back to join us. I participated in John's book, I can't believe it's 8 years ago, The Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury. And then another local guy, chiropractic physician, Dr. Eric Williams, will be joining me. He's so active in our community with the different school teams and some of the different health organizations. So we're inviting, we're excited Eric will be joining us the following week. We're going to be talking regenerative medicine, pain management, with Dr. Matt Volk. He's been on before. And then if I can get his name right, Radoslaw Radzyczak. He's the head of the largest zoo in Poland. And they're the ones who are behind these charity virtual and actual runs, walks, and bikes. You're going to hear a lot more about some of these virtual and real events as the Sports Doctor, yours truly, features some of them. Couple emails. Gary says, my son, he's 3 years old. All of us in the family, my parents, myself, have flat feet. We've had concerns with our feet. Should we be paying attention? The answer, Gary, is yes. I put three-year-olds in heel stabilizers and orthotics. I've watched many of them grow up in orthotic devices. It's one of the best ways to try to control some of the collapse and changes, for example, in flat feet. It's the best we've got for protection. So get the consult of a podiatrist to take a look with your family history and take a look at your son, because many times we'll use heel stabilizers, orthotic devices that early. Absolutely. Phil says, my gosh, I've heard on your show you talk about Tommy John surgery in teenage pitchers? Yeah, right, Phil. This is one of the things that we've seen in the world of overuse. And everybody knows who listens to The Sports Doctor knows it's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Hall of Fame volleyball player and coach Sharky Zartman, was overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, in youth sports. I would see whether it's foot, ankle, and knees, and shin splints because of too much running, too much jumping, too aggressive. And this is the example that Phil, the emailer, says, where I had the team doctor, the New York Yankees, on, Dr. Chris Ahmad, a couple of times. And one of his major concerns is exactly this, these elbow and shoulder problems at younger and younger ages because of too much. I call it the terrible twos. Too much, too aggressive, too overscheduled, and where we would start seeing these repetitive motion problems. And again, pitching was one of these areas that are famous for this. And we want to tell parents and coaches all the time that we really want to pay attention and we want to listen to our athletes, who's hurting, who's got problems, who's complaining, and how much has the evaluation gone ahead with educated parents to see the right individuals to pay attention to some of these overuse injuries. Again, a lot of times we will see heel problems in growing boys and girls because of the large growth center in the back and the bottom of the heel, because of too much pounding and too much running. Using cleats sometimes too early is another concern that we have in young athletes. So we see so many overuse knee problems. I'm a sports podiatrist. 40% of the orthotics I've prescribed over the decades in young girls and females, our knee trouble, our shin splint problems. The foot affects all the rest of the parts of the body. So again, sometimes we'll see just too much. Think of volleyball, think of basketball, and the tremendous amounts of running and jumping in these growing kids. So again, to quote my late great psychologist friend Jim Vickery, parents need to be good listeners. They need to talk to their young athletes and be good listeners on physically how they're doing. As importantly, they need to be listening and talking to their youngsters mentally and talk about how's that going with your coach? How's it going with your teammates? Are you having fun? All of these kinds of questions. And Dr. Vickery would make a very big deal when he would talk to parents. And he would say, don't be a critic. Don't analyze every game. Get off that. Isn't it amazing how true, some of this stuff is? So I think we have another question here, if we have time, by Sally. Says, I'm a jogger. I've had shin problems for a long time. Is this foot related? I can't believe it. It sounds like a plant. 80% of shin problems, if they're persistent, are foot-related. Almost always, the overpronated, flat-type foot, which stretches and strains that tendon on the inside of the shin, that really slows that foot down with foot slap when they're running or jumping. So you really want to pay attention to being in the proper shoe. Check with podiatry. We've had great success with orthotics with these kinds of problems. Young or old, if we see persistent shin pain and shin splint type problems, and I will say the same thing, especially in girls, where we see anatomically wider hips, more of an angle down to the knee, and we would therefore see that torque at the knee with that overpronated or flat type foot would put consistent strain on those knees. So I'll sing the song for you again. The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, backbone. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week.